The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the fastest Beyond in the history of Beyond, episode 239. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the PlayStation powerhouse, Ryan Clements.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
He only does everything, Colin Moriarty.
What you doing over there, Punkhead, down on a PlayStation 4 where Punkhead?
And the ghost of Andrew Goldfarb.
he's not an official member, though, yet.
Yeah, but his ghost can still be here.
Okay.
Is that okay? Can he haunt the room?
He can haunt the room, but you're saying it.
I didn't say he was an official member.
I'm saying you're saying as if we should expect that he's going to be here. Let's not give him those expectations yet. He's getting it too easy.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you get it hard? You didn't have it that hard.
I don't really remember.
You did your Jet Brody speech, and then we're like, oh, this kid's here now. Yep. You're just there every time. I think you're even doing double duty at TRL and Podcast Beyond.
Yeah, I used to be on TRL. Those were the dark days.
We
didn't ever talk about video games, so it wasn't really
sure. It's 3:23 in the afternoon. We got to be out of here by 4 o'clock, so we are pedal to the metal.
Time. We got time.
Let's start the show with reader mail and finish it with the reader. No, I'm kidding. Rover Report. Time for some news. It's been a boring week in PlayStation, right?
There's 15 items on
the list. Damn it!
I'm just going to cruise through them. If you have anything to say about any of them, interrupt me, okay?
First off, big shout out to everybody from Beyond who tweeted at Men's Warehouse that got Men's Warehouse to tweet up at noon and then follow me and direct message me for deals on suits.
Nice.
Hopefully. They direct message me, so I just keep doing it. At Men's Warehouse.
How's it feel to slowly trickle your soul away?
I think I did that with Pachis a long time ago. Remember, folks, Pachis Pizza if you're in San Francisco.
Whatever.
Ready?
Yeah.
Number one, new Batman Arkham City Harley Quinn DLC has been revealed. I don't know anything about it other than that because I didn't read the story.
Yeah, good job. A lot of people did it. I wrote about it. 2 hours long. Going to be $10. A lot of people read the story knowing that it happens after the end of the game.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't read. After Arkham City. People read the thing and then complain about spoilers in the comments. It's like, whatever. So I went back and did it. You guys have now taped yourselves together in the middle of the show. That's going to hurt, Clements. You got hairy arms.
I know. This is a stupid idea.
The DLC looks awesome. I can't wait for it.
Cool. I got to go back to that game at some point. Number two, Square Enix has revealed a new PSN and XBLA game called Hitman Sniper Challenge. It will be free if you pre-order Hitman Absolution. The game will be available on May 15th.
Don't know anything about it, don't care.
Number three. Mass Effect 3 is finally getting some multiplayer love on PS3. First off, the very first weekend operation on PS3, Operation Silencer, begins tomorrow, May 11th. Players can get rewards both in squad and collectively by achieving certain goals. And since PS3 players were locked out of earlier operations at 360 and PC gamers
scared the shit out of me just
the goodies available from those operations will now be available to PS3 gamers via the PlayStation Store. So that's cool if you like Mass Effect.
Take a breath, buddy. Take a breath.
Number four. We have no time.
It's funny. You're going to do it so fast and we'll have too much time. The show will just be like, oh, well.
Number four. If you don't own a PS3, the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 bundle may intrigue you.
Ooh.
Comes with a 320 gig PS3, a DualShock controller, and a copy of Modern Warfare 3.
Silly move.
$300.
Is it a silly move? Come on. We're already all talking about Black Ops. Wouldn't it have made more sense to make a Black Ops bundle?
Yeah. Well, Black Ops 1?
2. We're all talking about Black Ops 2.
But then I would have had to wait for like 6 months.
Is this really what is going to push you over the point? Like, that Modern Warfare 3 looks great.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Number five, the PlayStation Vita continues to struggle in Japan. Last week, it was outsold by 3DS by a ratio of about 9-1. Damn. And no Vita games charted in the top 20 games sold.
Son.
We'll have more on that. That'll be Toto. Because there's all sorts of numbers out today, my friends. Number six, the much-anticipated PS Vita iteration of Little Big Planet will be getting a beta. You can sign up for it at the PlayStation blog. You did that, Greg.
I did. Cross my fingers. Hear my prayers, Sackboy. Rain the beta upon my Vita.
Dear Papa Sackboy.
Number 7. Valve has revealed that Portal 2 has sold over 4 million copies worldwide on all applicable platforms, which includes PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty
Those
good.
Are pretty decent sales numbers.
Number 8, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD is coming to PSN this June. No specific date has been revealed, however. I am very excited about that.
Fest.
Get the fuck out of here. That game was so good.
If it was Thug, I'd care.
Thug, really?
I like Thug. I was a Thug man.
Let's see. Number 9, Dark Souls has sold about 1.2 million copies in the West on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, making it a bona fide commercial success.
Bona fide. I like that. I like what you did there. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bona fide. Yeah.
Bonafide.
Number 10, is Sony set to reveal over 20 new games at E3 this year?
I doubt it.
It sounds like that could be the case.
What?
At Sony's official E3 website, they tease that people at the show can, quote, be one of the first to witness the launch of more than 20 new gaming experiences, end quote. The vague wording makes it seem like they might be saying something else, but with the reveal of all sorts of PS3 exclusives in the last couple of months, it makes sense that they could be making way for a serious push on PlayStation Vita.
And 19 of them are PS minis.
Thank God. It'll all be in the sizzle reel.
And see, that's how it's going to be. It's going to be, yeah, here's all these things about God of War. And like, it's, they're saying gaming experiences.
Yeah, like,
I think they could be. And you've seen God of War Ascension before, but here's a new demo, and it's Kratos breakdancing.
Have you were... Never mind. I lost
in
it.
In a world where your technological warehouse isn't with you.
Amplify your life. I'm just imagining them being like, you know, have you ever wanted to see 3 game trailers at once? Download Crush, Sony's latest gaming app. And it's like the most worthless thing.
They'll have something stupid like that.
It was a game. Oh, Crushed.
Yeah. Oh, Crushed.
I just said Crush.
Crush was a PSP game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Are you saying shh or duh?
Shh.
Shh is a game on PSP. Crush? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a PSP game.
All right, well. It's also a gaming app where you can view 3 game trailers.
Your crush
once.
Is Crush with a K. In which case it would be different.
Crush with a K.
I'm not wrong.
And there's
right.
an X
no,
on
no, Crush is a PSP game.
You're making me doubt myself. Dunham reviewed it, I remember. Loved it.
Number 11.
11.
A source speaking with Silicon Era revealed that Sony's apparently working on a new teaser trailer to reveal a new Killzone game. Guerrilla Games revealed that it's working on 3 new Killzone games, one for Vita, another for PS3, and presumably one for PS4. But it's unclear which Killzone this teaser will be for. My bet is for the Vita version.
Wait, are you going off that story I wrote at GDC?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was they were working on a Vita one for sure.
With
Cambridge. Then they were continuing to support Killzone 3, and then they were trying to do a new IP, remember, because I had all the information. Like,
that's not what your story said.
Really?
Huh. I don't believe it did.
All right.
Well, we'll see.
I made up. That could be. One version of Greg is lying. Future Greg or past Greg?
Also, one of these things is false. It's like Zozo in Final Fantasy VI. You don't know if I'm lying to you or not. Mm-hmm. So that could very well be false.
What was the Zozo Town theme? Do you remember that?
It's like.
Nope. All right.
Well, it's I can kind of. Yeah, I can kind of.
Yeah, you kind of got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of got it. I didn't say anything at all. You can read it, though, from my mind.
I got it.
Number 12.
Yeah.
Sony's Jack Buser, head of the PlayStation Network, and Genova Chen of That Game Company, had some interesting things to say about the core PSN gamer. Chen says that, quote, Sony has a more artistic and adult-focused taste. They care more about how grown-ups feel towards their games. The player who owns a PlayStation 3 is more likely to be interested in artistic games compared to Wii and Xbox 360. Meanwhile, Buser doubled down on this, quote,
Double
our
down.
Primary PSN audience is indeed more adult, end quote. I thought that was interesting.
Adult, man. We need more adult games, you know what I'm saying?
No, no, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. That joke is made on Up at Noon. Look for it this Monday.
Sorry.
A whole bunch of adult PlayStation games.
Number 13, more Cole McGrath is coming, but we don't know in what form. Eric Layden, voice actor from Infamous 2, noted on Twitter that he's gotten back into the motion capture suit as Cole, but that it's not for more Infamous. Could this be associated with PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale? I hope he's lying and that it's associated with Infamous 3.
Do those voice actors, don't they have to sign NDAs about what they're
doing?
He
removed the tweets after the story went out.
Eric Layden also is the guy who leaked Infamous 2. So.
Eric Layden's awesome. Let's not get out of our way here.
No, I'm not getting out of my way. I'm just saying he doesn't give two shits about anything at all.
Eric Layden don't give a fuck. I told him on Twitter. He liked that a lot. All right, here's where we have a problem.
Okay.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay.
Because you linked to my story.
Yeah.
And the story's title is 3 projects from Killzone devs in the works.
Yeah, in the works.
3 projects from Killzone devs in the works. Not 3 Killzone games.
Oh, so it's 2
works.
Killzone games and the game that they are. Okay, I'll fix it.
Well, I already said it.
So
we'll
it's a PS3
right
game, the Vita game.
He's simultaneously working on 3 projects, 3 different projects. There's the aforementioned Killzone Vita game, a new non-Killzone title, and continuing the franchise in the PS3.
I'm sorry. So then it's the PS3 version, probably a PS4 game then, whatever they're working on.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure it's going to be a kill
zone kill.
So tired. Yeah. Number 14.
Okay. We should do this late.
Omar Kendall of PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale's developer Superbot Entertainment has left the door open for a Vita iteration of the game. When asked if the game was coming to Vita, he succinctly answered, quote, maybe. Stay tuned.
I'm not happy with that.
Me neither. But
which part?
It's just don't like for a game that's definitely designed for the PlayStation 3, I don't think you should waste your time on a Vita version.
I just don't think the game will be playable on Vita.
I wonder if it actually splits the audience. Like, you know, you have an audience of PlayStation owners and, you know, they're like, well, I don't know what to buy on, if I should buy it on PS3 or if I should buy it on Vita. And they would have bought one or the other, but they're not going to buy both, right? Mm. So unless it's one of those dealios.
We keep talking about dual packs.
Yeah, unless it's a dealio where you get both at once. Dealio. But here I just wonder if it's just going to make one sell worse because it's splitting. It's like splitting the vote. Isn't that the thing that they do?
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Yeah. They split
so
the
that
vote.
That happens.
I don't think you have to worry about it. It's like we're saying, I don't know if it'll happen. If it splitting did, maybe it'd be different, vote. I think, to the point of where it'd be like maybe one-on-one kind of thing. And I don't think it's going to happen. And even if it did, well, I guess they're doing Smash Brothers on the 3DS because that's what we're talking about all the time. Yeah, you're right. But I don't think anybody, the number of Vitas out there, I don't think you have to really worry about.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be splitting anything when only 15 people own a Vita.
There you go, Colin. Just giving you a little more love.
Thank you.
Just giving you a
little
more
love. We've turned on the annoying light in the office, and now we've blinded.
No, we're good. There he is. So you're fine. Oh, so keep going. Just keep up with your
look story. At the Colin signal. I'm gonna take a photo of the Colin signal behind Colin. Perfect Batman projection back there.
Okay, number 15.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a photo. I will hopefully remember to embed
according
the
to David Jaffe, Twisted Metal will receive no DLC. He notes that he knows of no plans to support the game with DLC, although he doesn't work at the developer anymore. But he obviously has plenty of connections.
But this is from an interview I did with him where he's like, you know, he's not working on it. And from what he understands, Eat Sleep Play isn't working on it either, making me think he knows what their next game is as well.
Which makes sense. Eat Sleep Play's next game is going to be mobile or something like that. Yeah, wasn't that the thing?
It's not. Yeah, I mean, yeah, who knows? Probably, yeah, sure.
Eat Sleep Play. That's it. How much time do we have left?
You burned through that.
That was
man.
Good, man. It's 3:33 by the clock.
Oh,
on this
oh
thing.
We're good. We're golden.
Yeah, I'm posting your photo here on Twitter.
Okay.
Remember, Game Over Greggy. If you want live updates from the podcast, you'll hear hours or days from now. I'm glad the news is done. Did we during your thing? I was searching for it. Did you touch on that? You know, Layden is doing Cole for something. Maybe All Stars. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about it like two things ago.
Okay. Well, I know we talked about All-Stars, but I was searching for the Killzone thing. Anyways, if I wanted to go to the Mom and Grop shop and get some Mom and Grop slop and play some Mom and Grop games, what would it be in the brick and mortar stores?
You go to the official list of Bookworm PlayStation an software on all three platforms by the IGN editors.
Gravity Top!
I don't think anything came out this
week. Gravity Top. You got that slop?
No, there was something this week. Starhawk came out this week.
Yeah, Starhawk.
Starhawk.
So nothing came out this week.
Oh, come on,
I'm
man.
Now, that game looks awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome. We played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Starhawk's out. Nothing. I know nothing on Vita and PSP.
IGN.com.
I wonder how that community is going
to
go.
I hope well. You know what? Here's something I find interesting in retrospect, because I wanted to buy it that one night, but I had to go home and walk Portillo. Why isn't Warhawk was a downloadable game, so why wasn't Starhawk?
Warhawk wasn't downloadable immediately.
Yeah,
though,
it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first game to do that, the dual purchase option thing.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you went to the store and you bought it and you got the headset and you bought it offline and you just got the game.
Interesting.
But this PSN was like even worse back then, barely running, so nobody bought it out that way.
I wonder, yeah, you're right. So, and Starhawk's not downloadable?
Correct.
What are they doing?
They don't know. Okay, so now it's my turn to do some digital stuff.
Yep.
All right, so we got
some...
Are
there any minis, by the way, this week? I'm excited.
There is a mini.
There is. It doesn't have a description.
Night Fortix, right?
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Night Fortix 2. Sorry, sir. Only $5 a steal.
Oh, good.
You know how much we love Night Fortix 1, so just get on that one. For real games that came out, though, Datura, $10.
You mean Datura.
Datura.
What did you... give the summary of Datura there. You're the hands from Adam's Family.
Right. It's a drug. It's a trippy game. Datura is a drug, a hallucinogen. So it's like a 90-minute game where you're in the woods and you're doing weird shit. It's actually a really cool idea, but the game doesn't play well. I gave it a 6, but I gave the presentation a 9. So
it's got a good idea. It just didn't come together.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's actually, if you're like really into PlayStation and into PlayStation Network, it's actually kind of worth playing. But just don't expect to be blown away. It's just different. Yeah, it's just really different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, I'm sorry, and I know we try to stay away from this topic on Podcast Beyond, but I just added you on the Twitters.
Yeah.
Did you change your profile pic?
Uh-oh. Why?
Because it's changed when I put in no taxation.
What is it now? Picture of a dick or
did
something?
Did you really not do this?
No.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, this is creepy.
I don't know. For a second,
is it a picture of like an anus or something?
For a second, it was Barack Obama, and I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. Now it's back to you being you. Or, you know, you're being...
You gotta get some try. You gotta get some sleep, I think.
I'm not! That was not really just happened, and it made me flip out. All right.
Should I make Barack Obama my Twitter handle?
I'm not gonna say anything.
Why would you say anything?
We don't do podcast.
I'm not asking you to do politics. I'm asking you a question if I should make Barack Obama my Twitter.
And you're wanting me to say, I doubt it.
No, I'm not asking you to say that. First of all, my Twitter picture is very political, so it's not like... And you brought it up, so it's not off the beaten path here.
Do you think you got hacked while we were up here?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
You're not worried about it, though.
I really don't care.
But I can't wait for us to go down there, and your Twitter feed is just this absurd, like, I'm just completely antithetical to all your political beliefs, just back to back.
The only thing that would be bad is direct messages with, like, developers and stuff like that.
Here's the next question for you. 337. Just got a text from one Damon Hatfield.
Yeah.
He just forwarded you NPD numbers.
Okay.
Do you want to bust out and do that?
You
want to take a break here? You want us to keep going without you? What do you want to do?
I'm not going to have time before the meeting anyway to do them, so I'll just do it after we're done.
Okay.
With the meeting.
Okay.
I mean, if that's copacetic.
I don't know. What do you think? Is it?
How,
Clements, be the deciding factor here. What do you think? Your time age of the times?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not going to... I mean, we have a meeting at 4. I'm not going to rush the story to make the meeting at 4.
What time is it now?
3:37.
So you would have 20 minutes to write up a story?
Yeah, I have the general NPDs, but I didn't get the Sony ones or the Nintendo ones or the Microsoft ones yet.
If that's not enough time for you, then yeah, I guess you.
All right, listen.
Just wait.
I mean, I can try. Here's the topic of
the
week.
No.
Nope, I'm out. This is how we
discuss content at IGN. The listeners are getting an earful.
Here's the topic of the week numbers. Okay. These are all of the life to date numbers of all of the consoles.
Okay. Why don't you just stay?
And then software games down.
Yeah, why don't you just stay? It was just a conversation to have. We're a conversational podcast. We're conversing about the NPD numbers.
I don't know what any of that means.
You're making me feel bad.
No.
You
got a meeting at 4.
I do. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just don't want to rush the story.
Okay. Don't worry about that.
All right.
We'll give the story the time to breathe, like we're always talking about. Give the content the chance.
Yeah.
Need for Speed the Run also came to the store. So did Saints Row the Third for $60.
Yeah,
can I get a price break? It's digital.
Yeah.
I know. I often come down on the side of, okay, like the developers and the publishers want to make money. That's totally cool. No problem with doing that. But that's a bridge too far for me, actually, because the $60 accounts for the pressing of the game, the shipping of the game, the cut that the stores get and stuff like that. So basically the $60 just, like if you buy the game online, actually THQ is actually just making more money off of you,
yeah.
Which that I do have a problem with.
Okay. And then PlayStation Plus gets a discount on Deterra. Need for Speed gets a game trial. So does Saints Row the Third. And then the Knight Vortex 2 is out. What do you got for me for topic of the week?
Well, Sony's financials came out today for fiscal year 2011.
How are those
looking? From April, not good.
All right.
Which runs from April of 2011 to March through the end of March of 2012. And we won't talk about that. I'm going to have a piece up on the site probably today that talks about what the minutiae of like Sony's financial report. But what I thought was interesting was that we now have a clear picture of how every console and handheld is selling, both with hardware and with software. So I thought I would just read you guys some numbers and see what you thought about them.
Okay.
Sounds good. Everybody loves numbers.
So let's get the two oldies out of the way first. PSP is last reported at 71.4 million units sold. It's probably higher than that now because I think that number is like half a year old now. And PS2 is at 153.19 million units sold. 153 million.
This is global to date.
Yep. Well, no, these are as to date as they're going to get because they don't talk about them in totality. I'd have to, in other words, on Sony's website, they keep track of the numbers from when PS3 was launched. So, like, there's 6 years of lost numbers on PS2 that I have to go back into their financials and shit and get. So this is like a general stuff. I think Eurogamer actually ran these numbers a while ago.
Okay.
And then for PS3 and 360, PS3, these are to date.
Okay.
PS3, 63.9 million. 360, 67.2 million.
Mm.
Closing the gap. Yes. And then for Vita and 3DS.
Oh, here comes some good stuff.
3DS, 17.1 million. Vita, 1.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Year to date.
Slow start.
Yeah.
3DS had a slow start, too.
Not nearly this slow.
No,
I mean, that's what people are saying, but 3DS was actually doing like much better than Vita. Even when it was like, even when we were like making fun of it, it was doing much better than Vita's doing.
Yeah.
To the tune of like 300,000 to 500,000 units a month. So, like, Vita has sold 600,000 units in the last 2.5 months, 3 months, something like that. So, because it did 1.2 million, remember, in Japan and like that opening salvo here in the United States and in Europe. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's only sold 600,000 since.
Interesting.
It's not very good.
No, those aren't good numbers.
The PS3 numbers are great.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know, I always say it, I mean, I guess it's really irrelevant, but 360 has been on the market for a year or longer, so if you remove that year or added a year for PS3, PS3 would actually be winning. So, and if you divide the number of months into the units sold, PS3 is selling more units per month. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, they're basically doing a free 100 and 125,000 a month in Japan, just like uninterrupted, because 360 barely sells at all there. So that's like kind of just free units for them to just like add on to the numbers. And obviously they're succeeding in Europe. They're not doing well in North America. Mm. And Vita and 3DS, I mean, the parity in numbers, Vita can't catch up at this point. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Is Vita just permanently fucked at this point now?
I don't think so.
How slow the start is, or do you think it'll have a nice slow burn?
I mean, the start is slow. From the numbers I was looking at, because people are like, PS3 started slow. PS3 sold 3 to 3.5 million units in its first month and a half. So, and it was $600. So comparing like the two units is it doesn't make any sense. Vita's really in bad shape. I mean, there's really no way you can spin that number to make it look positive. It's been out since mid-December. It's sold under 2 million units so far worldwide. And it's struggling in its own territory, its home territory, where PSP is strong. We talked about it last week, and some people in the comments disagree, but I have to say that I think it's a compelling argument. Like, Sony should not be splitting its attention between PSP and Vita. It was a huge mistake, and I bet you if they could go back and do it again, they wouldn't do that. You know, they wouldn't be like, this is still a viable platform.
Yeah.
Buy all your games on PSP and make our new shit look horrible in the process. Because PSP games are selling great, if you look at the Japanese sales numbers.
Yeah.
All sorts of weird shit's coming out there. So
all sorts of weird shit. The good old ringing endorsement.
So here's another interesting number. Software sales. PlayStation 3, 156.6 million units.
Uh-huh.
Games sold in the fiscal year. That's up almost 10 million games year over year. So even though hardware is not always selling great, the games are selling awesome. That's to the tune of like 3 games per unit on the market every year.
Mm-hmm.
PS2 games, 7.9 million last year sold. And then PSP, 32.2 million. It's unclear to me whether these count PSN games or not. So that's something to keep in mind. Vita sales, we don't know. They won't say anything. Vita sales weren't even in the actual financials. Kaz gave a financial call where he said that it sold 1.8 million units, but there are no game sales. We knew the attach rate was strong. Not at retail, but overall, like when it first came out in Japan. But there's still no clarity on the numbers.
Yeah, Vita. I think that's they never want to reveal the PSN numbers. So then, if you're only releasing retail numbers, it looks even worse, right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Let me see it. I gotta see the numbers.
Give me those numbers.
So, what do you take away, Colin? What do we take away from all these numbers?
I still say PS3 is going to outsell 360 worldwide.
How long?
Probably a couple of years, I would say. I think that 360 is losing its momentum. That one of the Eurogamer stories I saw said that year over year, 360 sales were down 50%. That's certainly not the case with PS3. I mean, PS3 sales are down, but not that much.
What happens when Orbis and Durango come out? How's that going to upset the Orb?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing is like a few people on Twitter said to me, like, does it even matter anymore? And that's actually a good question, because this is basically a tie now. You know, like, yeah, it's a virtual tie, and I don't think that PS3 will ever, if PS3 does pass 360, it'll be one of those legacy things where it happens in 4 years and 360 is just literally not supported anymore because Microsoft is like a little smarter with that kind of stuff and like stops supporting both consoles. So it's kind of irrelevant, but it's still interesting just because I made that prediction like a while ago and people thought I was crazy, but the numbers are shrinking, coming together. So I don't think it's like I don't think it's a leap too far to say that it's going to outsell, but it's irrelevant at this point because we won, right?
I mean, gamers?
Wii with the two eyes.
Oh, okay. I honestly didn't know what you're saying. That's funny.
Because, like, they won, and they won, like, overwhelmingly. Wii will pass 100 million units sold easily.
Yeah.
So it won't be PS2 popular, but it's going to be pretty popular. And so jockeying for second place is kind of...
That's crazy to think that it won't be PS2 popular. God damn, the PS2 is popular.
It is. It just keeps selling. Remember, like, in developing countries like Brazil and other, like, markets, like, PS2 is sold late and sold really well, so... In India, that's another one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I can't believe it. That system, legendary. Legendary, Jerry.
Absolutely.
I don't think he ever said that. But,
no.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you tried.
Yeah, I tried.
But what
I'm really tight. For some reason, the moment I sat down in here, I got hit by a wave of sleepiness.
The dark lights.
Yeah, I'm ready to just crawl. You guys just want to take a nap live on the podcast?
Yeah, let's do it. What kind of time we got going on, Greg? This is a very regular podcast.
3:46 is what I got.
Oh, we're
right
good.
Now.
We're set.
Yeah,
you want to do some reader mail?
14 minutes. Yeah, let's do some reader mail.
Okay.
I want to answer some questions, Greg.
Do you want? Let's get you some right off the bat then.
Yeah, please.
This comes from Andrew Prima. Of course.
Hi, Andrew.
heir to the Prima Guide Fortress.
I wonder where Andrew is right now. You think he's just hanging out at home?
Probably surfing. Yeah.
Where's he from?
Is he in an area which offers surfing?
He has a tide pool.
Oh, nice. Wow.
He's the Prima Fortune. He's got like Richie Rich's house.
Prima Guides.
God, Richie Rich.
He got quick fires here. He goes, Clements.
Yeah.
With Tetsuya's comments on Kingdom Hearts returning to consoles, how likely are the chances that we'll see it on PS3 rather than Orbis?
Oh, that's a really good question. I guess it depends on when it went into development, because if it went into development really like any time between now and the last few years, it would probably be PS3. But I was under the impression, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that they have never really even started development on a proper third entry in that series, because it's all been spin-offs, and then they've been they've had all their development efforts going into the Nova Crystarium Elba, which is just all the Final Fantasy 13s, the Versus 13, and then the Agito, the Type Zero, as it was called when it released.
Well, Square likes doing this thing where they like giving people games no one asked for. So Kingdom Hearts 3 is almost certainly not in development. Yeah.
That's what I would think.
I don't know how many... I mean, Square's struggling. I don't know like what kind of resources they have to be able to have all these games in development at the same time. Yeah. Final Fantasy 13 Versus 13 seems like it's in development hell, so I don't know like what's going on with that game. Final Fantasy 13 and 13-2, maybe. I mean, if they're going to start Kingdom Hearts 3 now, I wouldn't... I mean, they certainly have dev kits for the next-gen consoles. So I don't think
you would
that...
suspect it would be Orbis.
Orbis.
Why are we giving it that name? Why are we giving them the Arthur names?
I don't know.
Why are we doing like Transformers?
I don't know. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. That's too obvious. So Square wouldn't do that.
And I wouldn't, honestly, I think that it's possible for it to come out on PS3 also.
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Certainly. I mean, that would do gangbusters, especially in Japan. So.
Yeah.
All right. From his tide pool, Andrew's got two questions for you, Colin. Mm. First, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you losing your shit over Inafune working on Soul Sacrifice?
Like a 5. I don't really care. To be honest. Not until I see him. I mean, I love him, but he's not. Not every game he's made has been gold. So I mean, sure. It's not. You know, if it's not going to be Onimusha, then you know this is the next best thing.
You met the man. How can you say such a thing?
He's one of my heroes.
I know,
but you know, I'm not going to be. I'm not going to like carry water for Inafune. I mean, I don't think that there's been games that have not been great. If it was Mega Man 11, that would be a different story.
Also, have you been watching the ridiculously exciting series between the New York Rangers and the Capitals?
I have been. I've watched
every
game.
Have you enjoyed them?
Yeah, I hate
the Rangers.
I hate the Rangers so much. That game 5 was especially painful because the Capitals were winning with 6 seconds left to go, the Rangers scored, and then they won in overtime.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Who did I flick off in the Madison Square Garden?
The 1994 banner when they won the Stanley Cup last.
But which team, though?
The Rangers.
Oh, it was the Rangers.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Hopefully they lose. That game's on Saturday. We have a party to go to tomorrow, and I was telling you that I was going to bail because I thought Game 7 would be tomorrow, but it's actually Saturday. So
you worked out.
Yep.
Greg, firstly, you're looking like a stud in the new Up at Noon suit. Thank you.
You look like a million bucks.
You're right. I guarantee it. I won't lie to you. I've begun work to try to get George in here. Get George from Men's Warehouse on Up at Noon.
That would be... I would be so...
Everybody tweet at Men's Warehouse. We want George
on
hashtag Up at Noon and then at me.
I would love
Game
it.
Over Greg.
I would love that. That man is the most stylish dude.
I guarantee it. Secondly, you speculated a lot about Infamous potentially coming to PlayStation Vita. As a huge fan of the series, would you necessarily want a new installment after Infamous 2's endings? No. I would rather be a new character in one of the cities the Beast passed through and activated a conduit, and I'm a new conduit or something. It would explain why your town's destroyed, why you have powers, why the people have powers, people to protect destroyed stuff. That would work for me.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Clements, I need you to channel the Goldfarb's ghost, because Andrew asks, Goldfarb, which soup would you recommend most at SF Soup Co?
Yeah, I mean like the leek soup, probably.
That's my goal. Is that Goldfarb? That was a
terrible Goldfarb. I don't know what that was.
Yeah. You channeled somebody else's ghost.
It's hard when you're channeling. You don't really know what you're going to get.
I opened the gates and I took whatever came through.
You can't choose the spirit. The spirit chooses you. Lint Free asks, he doesn't ask. He writes into beyond@IGN.com just like you can.
Yes.
This past month, I've been having a blast playing SSX, but I haven't heard it mentioned at all on any IGN podcasts. God, we got to start. We need to, at one point, and that's selfish. I feel selfish. At one point, we should discuss if we need to move beyond to another day. That's selfish, but we'll discuss it.
All right.
It's all about you, Greg.
It is. It is about me. We'll record it on Wednesdays and just publish it on Thursdays. No one will know. God damn it. Why is nobody discussing SSX on the podcast? What did you guys think of the game and Mount Eddie DLC?
I played it at an event in Las Vegas last year, and I didn't like it at all.
I put it in at home and played it for like three courses, and I was like, all right, I just don't want to do this.
It just didn't feel like I was even controlling anything. Like I remember being there and being like, this game feels like, doesn't feel like Deus Ex to me.
Didn't IGN Alum Jack?
Jack loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah. So. And I mean, we're not saying the game's bad. It just wasn't for me for sure. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys brought it up because that was a game that I wanted to play and then didn't have time. So I should pop that in. Well, I won't have time starting on Tuesday.
I'm a 1080 guy myself. You know what the best snowboarding game I ever played was 1080 Avalanche on GameCube.
I remember that.
I really enjoyed that
game. 1080 was on the original N64, right? That was the...
No, yeah, 1080 was on N64.
Yeah. Man, I played the shit out of that game.
Yeah, they're good games. I mean, it's an SSX-like ripoff, but I mean, it's a snowboarding game, so how else are you going to do it? By the way, Greg, just real quick, we started doing Beyond on Thursdays because the PlayStation Network used to be updated on Thursday.
Correct.
So we could move it to Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we need to check IGN podcast scheduling and see.
I think we just do whatever.
You just do what we want.
No big deal.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, when would you want to see Podcast Beyond? Email us at beyond@IGN.com. Let us know. Because otherwise, you're just going to keep getting these shells of shows that are just wrecked. We got nothing left in the tank.
Yeah, we apologize in advance. It's just such a long... Thursdays are just crazy.
And it's one of those things, if we don't do it in the morning, we do it here, and then we're always sandwiched with meetings. And even though I'm exhausted, you guys are just as tired, too, from doing your own business, too. Let's try.
You're the guy in the funny suit. You're the one you got the good looking suit on. You're the guy who can't eat the bread.
All right. Octavius writes in with more quick fire questions. Ryan, thoughts on Dragon's Dogma?
No interest, but not against it.
Someone asked me why we're not covering that game more. Have we not been covering that game? Because
we did a few times.
Yeah,
review's going to come out of our UK office potentially, but I'm not sure.
Greg, do you expect Tomb Raider to maintain a September release date, considering we have yet to see anything since last E3? Did it really have a September release date? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I always thought it was just 2012.
It was this year, and I don't think it's been.
We might have it as Q3, in which it comes up in September.
There you go. Good point. Yeah, the IGN system. I really hope we get it this year. I really hope we see it at E3. You run the big E3 list. Have they confirmed it yet? I haven't checked on it.
I don't believe it's been confirmed for E3.
I really would like to see it again because it was such an awesome demonstration last year.
Yeah,
unconfirmed, I do not know.
I will say that I imagine it'll be there since
Yeah, I would totally hope. I mean, like, they made a big deal about, you know, Bioshock's not going to be there, so they made a giant announcement about Bioshock not being there.
Yeah.
Also, has anybody talked to Goldfarb? Did he murder himself after the delay of Bioshock?
He wrote that story, I noticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because he took it so personally.
Exactly. Sobbing at his keyboard. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
We should just not even put this episode up. It's so terrible.
Colin.
The lost episode.
Colin, yeah. What, if anything, do you think Tom Mason will share about his time on the alien ship in Falling Skies?
In Falling Skies. Tom Mason.
Who the hell are we talking about?
It's got to be Noah Wiley, right?
Yeah, I got. Okay, yeah.
You think of Burning Skies?
Yeah, I'm like so confused with the skies and the aliens. I don't know. That was quite the cliffhanger. I'm really excited. I think it comes back June 17th.
Okay. I see commercials a lot.
Yeah, the commercials suck, though. The commercials are so bad. That's what I noticed, like, on TNT NBA playoffs. That's just like, they have, like, the Burning Skies thing in the corner. Like, watch Burning Skies.
You mean Falling Skies?
Falling Skies.
Yeah, Falling Skies. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. You're right, Quince.
Good job.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
But yeah, they have like Watch Falling Skies. And you know like how they're just advertising during the game, whatever. It's just like a fucking generic logo and just insane. It's like, oh great, I'll tune in. Thanks, TNT. That show's probably going to get canceled now after the second season because they're not doing it justice.
You know, let's keep on with our idea here of skies. Micah writes in, every time I've seen Resistance Burning Skies in action, the frame rate has seemed pretty terrible. Except in your guys' video preview, it seemed fine. Any thoughts? Well, Mike, I mean, we're PlayStation Money Hats. We went in there and post-doctored the footage to make it not run like shit.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the trailers that he's seeing being directly off the unit and us getting
recording
only off-screen.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has anything to do with it, because, you know, the OLED screen does make the games look better.
Yeah, I mean, I've played it and watched it a bunch of times. We actually, cheap up at Noon Plug, watch on Monday for an exclusive boss battle and an interview with the guys from Nihilistic. And it looks great. Like, it looks really, I think it looks fidelity.
I'm really excited. I'm super excited about that game.
Yeah.
I don't know how great it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be Resistance 2 or 3 great. Like, yeah. I don't think that's, especially Resistance
3. It'll be better than Resistance 2, let's be honest.
I like Resistance 2 a lot.
You want to table some more IGN discussion here for the readers to weigh in on? About Burning Skies?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
We've been talking, ladies and gentlemen, about who should review Resistance Burning Skies.
Oh, okay.
There's been discussion. It's been jumped around on the review list a few times. It's basically come down. It'll probably be either myself or Colin Moriarty. Now, Colin, of course, sequestered himself from Resistance 3. because one, he knows, obviously no one in the IGN offices knows Resistance like Colin does. And that wasn't correct. The problem, right? Because we talked about it being a fan thing like me with Infamous. But if you notice with both those stories, they were more than just the game. Colin's more attached, he thinks, to Insomniac the studio rather than Resistance the franchise.
Right, which I think is the same thing with you. And I mean, we love Infamous, but you are attached to the guys at Sucker Punch. That's why you would, and you know them. Just like I know the guys at Insomniac personally.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you know, we traded games, basically. Or you didn't end up doing Resistance 3, but I reviewed Infamous 2 because you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I'll probably review Infamous 3. And does that mean that you, if it exists, and does that mean
that wasn't a Freudian slip. We just hope it exists.
Yeah. and totally tight-lipped about that. And does that mean that you review Burning Skies?
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, my argument is that, like, I don't know anything about Nihilistic, really. They've only done one other PlayStation game, I think.
And so this is what we go back and forth on, obviously, at IGN. It's not... Again, we've said it before, both Resistance 3 and Infamous 2 could have been reviewed by, you know, Colin and me respectively, or I fucked that up, whatever. We could review anything, but what we worry about is if somebody coming to the site and being like, oh man, fuck that, I know Greg loves Infamous, of course he loved Infamous 2, or I know Colin loves Resistance, of course he loved Resistance 3. So now the question, but then again, no matter what we post, we found that people come and say that. Mitch gives Starhawk a 9.0. Mitch, the Xbox editor, gives Starhawk a 9.0. Oh, you fucking Sony fanboy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we can please everyone. I think that the people that know us know that we give fair reviews and that it's more of a perception issue that we're worried about. And I think they totally understand that.
Don't you worry about it.
With that said, I think that, like, I think the question is this. Do you want, I mean, and Greg knows Resistance. Greg's played them all. Greg's beaten the Resistance games. He knows them. Do you want a Resistance review from a guy who, you know, likes Resistance? Fine. Or do you want a review from a guy who really loves the series? And that's an honest question. That's not even supposed to be a weighted question at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is more valuable to you? You know, just like the other thing that's important to note is with Infamous 2, we agreed on the score.
Yeah.
You know? And with Resistance 3, you asked me I thought Steven gave it, what I would have given it, and I said I'd give the game a 9, and you're like, that's what the game got. Yeah. So it's the same difference, you know, with those two examples. That's a very limited pool of examples.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we'll let the readers answer it for us, but we need to know soon, you know, because I'm going to New York next week. That's it.
All right. let us know. Should we just put polls in this article, you think? I don't want to have all these emails now about different things.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have two polls in the Podcast Beyond article. I know you probably got it off iTunes. Go to IGN.com. I will keep it for sure on the PlayStation Vita page, so go to IGN.com/PS-Vita, or to go Vita.IGN.com, and it'll take you to the right page, and underneath the covers, there'll be a little box for Podcast Beyond. Come vote. It'll be, should we move the show to Tuesday, and who should review Resistance 3? Burning Skies.
Or you could just go to IGN and click on the Vita on the very top.
That's true, too. But I like getting people... I don't know. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible from where you're coming
from. To me, that sounded easier. But.
Well, Vita.IGN.com's hard. I mean, like, put Vita dot in front of the thing you're already going to.
If you're using Chrome, you just type IGN and hit enter, and you're there.
Or you could type Vita.IGN. Internet sucks.
End show.
Everything sucks about internet.
End show.
Hold on a second. I noticed a second ago. Oh, yeah, we're pretty close. We got 359 on the podcast computer. Then we got 353 on the iPhone.
Mm.
Let's get one more question out of the way, and then we'll go. So now I got to find a good one.
I'm thinking.
Here's a great one.
All right.
Brenda writes in. What do you – beyond@IGN.com. Email us at beyond@IGN.com. Go vote on polls in the article. What do you think about the Dead Space 3 leak? Are you excited about the addition of co-op, or do you think Dead Space is going in the direction of Resident Evil, i.e. more focus on action instead of survival horror?
More shitty, i.e.
Ow.
Not Mulligan.
You don't know. Yeah, it's one of those keep an open mind. It doesn't sound like Dead Space with a co-op. I wouldn't want to play with somebody else, but you don't have to, according to those rumors, right? Is that the rumor, if you haven't caught it, Mitch Dyer has a source. The source came to IGN and Mitch talked to him and put it through that. Basically, yeah, you know, Dead Space 3 is in development and it's coming and they'll have an E3. Or the guy didn't even say that, I don't think, but they're playing it and it's got co-op, and if you don't want the co-op, you could play it and not have the other person there. Which is how I'd like to play it. As long as it's optional, it doesn't fuck up the experience.
Yeah,
fine.
If that's true, then that's
beautiful.
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 Beautiful. If it's not true and they Resident Evil 5 Dead Space, I'm going to be really, really upset. Because Dead Space was like the last bastion of real survival horror in the industry. You know, and I still say the original Dead Space is like one of the great games of the generation and one of the great survival horror games of all time. And if they can recapture that sort of claustrophobic fucking scariness of the first game, which I think the first game was absolutely phenomenal. So it is a little disappointing here, co-op, but the setting sounds really cool. That ice planet, you're in that little facility on the ice planet.
Lost Planet.
Rip off. That's an Inafune game.
Yeah, well, nobody played Lost Planet. People play this. JK, I think a lot of people played Lost Planet.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I know you and I don't agree, Greg, on Dead Space 2.
I love Dead Space 2. So
I wasn't crazy about it. And But it wasn't. It didn't lose its essence. That wasn't the problem. If the series loses its essence, that's going to be a huge problem for Netflix.
Yeah. All right. Remember, Podcast Beyond is your podcast every Thursday for the PlayStation. It doesn't pay the bills, though, so come to IGN.com, read a whole bunch of articles. We just redesigned the site a bit. You can come see our new cover items. Everything loads faster. We got a better toolbar at the top. A lot of fun. A lot of cool shit going on.
Yeah.
Follow us all and be our friends. IGN is IGN on Twitter. I am Game Over Greggy. Colin is No Taxation. Ryan is Pwom Cider. Goldfarb is at SF Soup Co. find me on Facebook at Game Over Greggy. And then that's it. We end each episode with a song, of course, because the music of life is in our hearts like a swallow flying through the air.
Wow, beautiful. Well,
I know, right?
Well, beautiful. Amplify your life with a
digital wear. Oh my goodness. Today's song comes from a guy named Hayden. Beyond.
Beyond.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Hayden. I'm a longtime listener, first-time writer, and just wanted to say that I love the show. Anyways, I'm writing you guys this email to submit one of my friend's songs to be at the end of the podcast. He just started making music, and this is his first single. The song is called Where I Belong, and the artist is Braden Wallace. If the listeners like the song, they can download it for free at soundcloud.com/Braden, B-R-A-Y-D-O-N, Wallace. For future content, blah blah blah. He's on YouTube too, everybody. Braden Wallace 22. Braden Wallace's name's been said too much in the show for somebody even submitted. So ladies and gentlemen, this has been Podcast Beyond. We'll catch you next Thursday, maybe next Tuesday. Just kidding, we'll do it next Thursday, but then we'll decide then when we're just gonna keep doing the show. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks guys, it's been a lot of fun. I wish I was the Micro Machines guy. Braden Wallace.
I'm doing the noise.
Shit, I was just about to just go Braden Wallace.
Beyond.
Greg, listen.
Braden.
I hate that. Listen, noise. Listen. This is why you couldn't write the MPD story, huh?
Constantly giving. Who are you to say
I am fucking stop.
Hey, what's going on? It's me.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.